recording. And okay, we are recording now, and I'll begin with that. If you could give me your names, and so we pronounce them correctly, and then what you do at Compassion there in Ethiopia.
Yes, can you hear me? Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just going to go. My name is Groom Getacho, and I work as a public relations specialist for Compassion in Ethiopia. And I have my friend Teddy here. He's going to introduce himself.
My name is Theodros. You can call me as, in short, Teddy. I'm program support specialist focusing on livelihood development and disaster response in Compassion Ethiopia.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to need, the second, to Wodros. Sorry if I butchered your name. Can you repeat that? Because it was very, very hard to hear.
First, let me write my name on the chat so that you can spell well.
Yeah, if you could please repeat your name and what you do, because it was really hard to hear.
Yeah. My name is Theodros Gebremeskel. You can call me Teddy in short. I'm program specialist, especially focusing on livelihood development and disaster response for Ethiopia Compassion.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but I have to get the pronunciation for our anchor, the person who reads these stories on our broadcast, because if she can't pronounce your name, then that won't be good. So, yeah. So thank you for that. And we're going to be talking today about the locust problem that you guys are having there in Ethiopia and throughout East Africa. Can you first tell me about this locust invasion? When exactly did it start?
Well, it was around November that we started hearing about it. And it's like I'm like 35 years old and I've never heard of any invasion like that. And it's new to all of us. Like it has never occurred for the past 25 years. And it's the kind of locust we're experiencing. The desert locust is the hardest and the most difficult kind of locust in the colony. It travels 150 kilometers per day, and it's like in 1 kilometer square you find 150 million individual locusts in it, and it destroys what 35,000 people can eat per day. So it's like the most hard kind of locust in the colony. And already we have been affected in major parts of the country, and specifically in four regions of Ethiopia, in Tigray, in Amhara, in Oromia, and in Somali. And alone in Amhara region, the record shows the government release and the FAO, Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations release, indicates that more than 75,000 hectares is reported alone in Amhara region. And it's kind of a fast going and the hardest kind to avert locusts that we are experiencing currently in Ethiopia.
And to Wodros, and again, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name incorrectly. To Wodros, with this kind of unprecedented or really unseen amount of locusts, how do you, as a program manager, how do you decide how you're going to respond? Like, how does Compassion help the kids and help the families?
Yeah, as Groom informed earlier.
Sorry, can you speak a little louder?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, as we heard from the news, These locusts came from Yemen and Somalia. Now it has been spreading to other part of the country, especially in Tigray, Amhara, Oromia, and other like Somalia and other parts of the country like Afar. Now in Oromia alone, we have 250 FCPs or frontline church partners of compassion. And even in other parts like Amhara, we have 60 frontline church partners. Just like that, we have other partners in Somalia and Southern Nationalities Peoples Regional States, as well as in Dredo. Now, out of this, one FCP was affected with locust disaster, and a total of 70 beneficiary households were affected by this disaster. And those beneficiaries are found in the rural setting, in Harar, or the place where we call it Harar. And those beneficiaries, most of their livelihoods are depend on farming. That's why they were affected by this disaster. According to the government report, the desert locust in Jarso town had distracted 1,386 hectares of sorghum, 570 hectares of wheat, 70 hectares of coffee, 90 hectares of chat, and 980 hectares of forest, and 327 hectares of grazing land. In total, it had distracted 3,423 hectares of farm crops and forests. As a result, a total of 6,405 females and 169 males with their 90,000 family members have been affected by the disaster. So far, we are reported that the main source of livelihood in crops, barley, maize, sorghum of 70 beneficiary households at Jarso multiple site project were destroyed by the locust, this locust swarm. Hence, they were exposed to food shortage. The FCP requested immediate food support to the affected beneficiaries and their families. In order to mitigate the situation, Compassion International Ethiopia provided relief support to the affected beneficiary households. This support will continue as per the needs requested from the affected beneficiaries. Government and non-governmental organizations also provided relief support to the affected communities whose crops on the field were destroyed by the locusts. Due to the impact, 7 registered children stopped attending the programmatic activities due to the impact of the disaster because their parents could not provide them food to these children, and the parents hence sent them to their relatives to other parts of or out of the town. So most of the beneficiaries are Jarso, specific place, were affected by this disaster. as you know, most of our 90% of the beneficiaries live in the urban setting, but the impact will be noticed upon them in the form of food price hike. Even the price of the food is now felt in some crops in the urban setting. As Compassion workers with the poorest of the poor, most of them are highly vulnerable to any shocks happening in the country. And besides of this locust swarm, other disasters are occurring in Ethiopia, like cholera and some other diseases. So when this disaster is coupled with other types of disaster, the impact will be very huge, especially on the beneficiaries of Compassion, because these beneficiaries were selected from the poorest of the poor. So they are highly vulnerable to any kinds of shocks which is happening in the country.
Okay, and thank you for that. Obviously, the food is an immediate help, because as you said, the locusts kind of took out their food source. But as you give these physical help, how do they respond to the spiritual side? Because I assume that you include the gospel with the physical help. So how do they respond?
Currently, we are praying that God may intervene in the situation and stop the expansion of the locust in other parts of the country. You know that this locust is known in the Bible. It is considered with a kind of curse or something like that. So unless God intervene in this situation, we cannot manage and mitigate the disaster which is going to happen in the country. The impact, it is forecast that the impact would be very huge in the future, because as I informed you, most of our beneficiaries are living in the urban city. So we need to pray for those people who are affected, already affected by the disaster. And also we need to pray for other beneficiaries which are very prone to the disaster. We also earnestly request our listeners to join us in prayer for the people of Ethiopia and mostly for those beneficiaries at the partner churches.
Just to address your question, I would like to add some. When we are spreading this immediate, when we are trying to address these needs, we also, we are working with church partners, and the church partners are going to give this support. So every part of the community that has been already affected in the areas is going to make an appearance to the church. And while the distribution is actually happening, we also make the word of God, the spread of the word of God, so that they can hear the real gospel. And in that way, we try to teach them the gospel. And in that way, they get converted. They would hear the word of the Lord, and they would be changed. So that's how we work as a strategy.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. And you answered my question about prayer to Wodros. And yeah, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, as Compassion, we are also working on sustainable intervention. So we are expected to support those affected beneficiaries with livelihood development, so that they can sustain in the future. Otherwise, relief support by itself may not be as such very helpful, unless we consider it as immediate to fulfill the immediate needs of the beneficiaries. So we have a plan to work on the livelihood development and support the beneficiaries with sustainable intervention.
Got it. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much for speaking with me. Allison, can you think of anything else that you would like them to add?
No, I think we're good. I think the only word that I heard throughout the time was just using the word conversion. We're careful to use that not to describe kids, from any religion, and people right. from the community from any religion. Welcome to receive support from our program, just so as long as that's clear in the article as well, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll make sure whoever writes it, if I don't get to write it, then I'll make sure that's clear.